You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
As you know, she got married to, who was her husband? Who? No, Miriam. Miriam's husband. Caleb ben Yefune. Caleb ben Yefune, you know who he was? Miriam married Caleb ben Yefune. Well, do you know who he was? No, that was Nachshon ben Aminadab. Yeah, they're very similar, but they're two different characters. It was one of the spies. Caleb ben Yefune and Yehoshua, they were a good spy, the two good ones. The one they didn't slander, rather to say. Yeah, I'm going too fast, I'm sorry. It's a parashat shelach lecha. Good?
Who was he again?
Caleb ben Yefune, one of the spies, Meragelim. That went to Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, yeah, the one that his name is Yehoshua.
Exactly. Good. Himself, see, he was the one that married Miriam and Nevia. Good?
Yes.
How old was Miriam and Nevia when she got married? I apologize, I'm asking a hard question today.
10 years?
Miriam and Nevia? Oh. 10 years? It was a little bit older. 56. She got married when she was 56. And how old was Caleb when he got married?
How old was he?
I asked you first.
I don't know the answer.
Say?
100.
Okay. Any other suggestion? 80?
12 or
13. Hazaka Baro, beautiful. See, when you came back, you gave us the right answer. Yeah, he was 80 years old.
80?
8, yeah. 56 years old,
8 years old.
Right. So Caleb.
He married his own child.
You can say that. Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah.
So Caleb, at age of 8, married Miriam and Yada, was 56. So obviously there was some sense of what is called for the sake of Hashem, Hashem Shammai. So now here we have interesting Gemara that's brought the DNA that you can recognize the signs of the Yehudi is that there are Baishan, Rahman, and Gomel Hasadim. That's the DNA. Meaning, if you see a Yehudi that doesn't have shame, or he doesn't go out of his way, and he's not giving, might be some mistake. Trigma says that his avotav, they did not stand by Har Sinai. Baishan, Rahman, Gomel, Chesed. So now here, so we see the opposite of being Baishan and Gomel Chesed is what is called Aspanim, Azut. So now the question is brought, we have a term that we use like Paneha. What is Panim means? It seems like is plural. The rude faces. Why does such a term has been used? Do you follow? So now here to understand this, we present a model lesson. Usually the model lessons are imaginary, so that means it doesn't exist, it's just for to be able to understand what the subject is all about. So the modern motherlessness is presented, it's just an imaginary thing. It's not that it exists. It's just we like to figure out. First of all, when Kalev, at the age of 8, married his wife, Miriam HaNeviat, age of 56 years old, married 8-year-old boy. So what was that all about? And what does it mean? The Gemara says that Yehudi has to sign up by Shan, Rahman, and Gomer al-Chesed, that is totally opposite of having Azut Pani. Just imagine, at the time of a lecture or a class, like saying somebody needs to leave, Mashatu Mumslachat, or he needs to eat, with all respect, he has to, not in the premises that where the lecture and the class is. If he needs to make up for his tefillah or catch up his learning, is forbidden to be present where the lecture is taking place. That means he has to immediately leave the premises before the lecture or the class starts. Why? Because we have a source in Masechet Sanhedrin that gave Hazid, the assistant, the right hand of Yeshayah and Yalav Shalom, was decreed to go to place that is not Gan Eden, the other place, because he was reading Tehillim. So now it's a very positive matter. Why you be decreed for such a place when you read Tehillim? And the Gemara says, because when Yeshayahu was giving the Shiur, Gehazi was reading Tehillim, so he distracted people and caused Chilul Hashem. So he was decreed to the other place. And not only that, the Gemara says that the authority is not permitted to teach somebody that is lack of manner. It's asur to do that. That he has no derecherez. A rab cannot teach somebody that doesn't have derecherez. It's asur, it's forbidden. Why? Because the teaching that he will pick up, then it would be lead to Chilul Hashem. Or maybe one feels that maybe the authority is not accepted by him. It's understandable. So now the problem arises that if the Rav doesn't want to teach someone and he's sitting there and he's catching up his learning or tefillah, so then that means you're stealing something from him because he doesn't want to teach you. Because you're not suitable to be taught. So now, when you're sitting there and doing other things that you think is more important, so then that means you're stealing something that belongs to somebody else. So now, here is a very interesting point. Why it says Azut Panim? Because at the time that you feel you have to do something more important and take advantage of the whatever that is going on at the same time. So now all of a sudden you see a very amazing thing, and that is, you see all of a sudden the same person roaring at you that he wants his answer. So now, here doesn't make sense, because at the time that I wanted to transfer the message, you were not available. But now you expect me to be available, and you demand from me that I have to answer your question. Make sense? Make
sense? Yeah, a lot of people don't do that.
No, this is just a model lesson. So now the Azut Panim now makes sense. Why? Because at the time that whatever that was going on and that moment, you didn't want to be part of it. So you have special face. So then all of a sudden your face changes. Because I was not respected by you and you have no care for me. I mean, as an example. For me, because my information was not attractive to you. But all of a sudden I become attractive to you because you demand I have to answer you. And you're roaring at me. So this is called Asut Pani. Why? Because you have one face at one moment and you have another face later. So now here, back to Caleb and Miriam and Leviah. Did Shimon and Levi, whatever they did, was the right thing to do?
No.
How did we know?
Because
the
Yaakov rebuked.
Sorry? Well, how did he know that what they did is not the right thing? Huh?
How did he know that it was the right thing?
Yeah. You can say maybe Akbarun Shalom was not really aware what they did. I mean, they went for the sake of their sister, no?
Yes, that's true.
They should have
gone and get it, that's it.
Well, I'll tell you how Akbarun Shalom knew. Yaakov Shalom, when he pursued that the outcome from these two boys is going to be Korach and Zimri later on,
yeah.
So that means the act right now, it was a uncalculated act. So now here, back to Caleb and Miriam and Eliyahu, when an eight-year-old boy, for the sake of, because nobody wanted to marry Miriam and Eliyahu. Because she was not attractive, she worked so hard, nobody wanted to marry her. So Caleb and Yefune realized that if she has such brothers, Aharon and Moshe, so that means she's a special girl. So now, Caleb married Miriam and Eliyahu, L'shem Shamayim. And how do we know? Because Ribono Shel Olam gave him the outcome that to build his Mishkan Betzalel. So that means because his intention was L'shem Shamayim, it was Kadosh, Hashem gave such an outcome that to build the Mishkan. Pirkei Avot brings a very interesting guideline. It says, let's say you go to downtown or uptown, it depends what your state you are, and you buy a very, very expensive ring, 24 carat. I mean, the stamp is real. It's not like one of those things. So now you're very excited, and then you bring a ring home, and
give it to your wife,
and attach it to the nose of the chazir. You attach the beautiful ring to the nose of chazir. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, we might create a behavior that the ring, Toratenu HaKedusha, will be attached to the nose of the chazir. That is a disrespectful behavior. That means you feel you're reading Tehillim, you're reading, you're learning, you're doing whatever that thing is good, but actually is attaching a gold ring to a nose of a chazir. You think that I'm doing something positive and good, but actually it's such a chilul Hashem that is exactly, you know, just imagine passing by a place and you see such a scene that the gold, beautiful ring is attached to knows of a Chazir? Does it add anything to the Chazir?
No.
Does it take off anything from the gold ring?
No. Yes. Oh, yeah. The gold ring? No, because it's physical.
No, would you want that ring again that was attached to the nose of Chazir?
No.
You wouldn't want it. And that's what exactly sometimes might, could be our behavior end up to. And as I explained, this was just a model lesson, it doesn't exist. But to understand what a great reward L'Shem Shamayim has. 8-year-old boy, L'Shem Shamayim, married a 56-year-old lady. And this couple brought such a matana to the olam to be able to build the center of Kedusha, built the Mishkan. And Hashem Yizakenu, Kol Amaleinu, Kol Asakenu, be L'Shem Shamayim. Yom Tov Morach.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.